So I'm here today to kick off my run for Attorney General of New York State.
Yes.
Keith Wolford explained that he chose the downtown library as the place to kick off his run for office because that's where his mother used to take him on weekends, riding the bus. His late father, he said, worked more than three decades at the Chevrolet plant in Tonawanda. The Buffalo native spoke of his working family roots and said he was given many opportunities in life, but young people will only get that opportunity, he added, when Albany is cleared of corruption.
Not just nibble at the edges, not just token convictions of one or two insiders a year, but a wholesale assault on the entire busted pay-to-play system. Let's not kid ourselves. No insider to New York politics will ever do this.
Wolford, now a partner for a major law firm in Manhattan, is the first African-American to run for attorney general. Erie County GOP Chairman Nick Langworthy recognizes the history, but also likes the chances of electing the first Western New York-born attorney general since Dennis Vacco in 1994.
He's an incredibly well-accomplished attorney. He is Harvard Law School graduate, someone that has spent a lot of time in the courtroom. He's the managing partner of a major international law firm in Manhattan. He is the real deal.
Wolford has also been endorsed by the Conservative Party. Democrats do not yet have a nominee. Wolford, when asked about potential rivals, said he's campaigning against all of them. In his words, they're all insiders, and the enemy is not an individual candidate, but rather the system. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.